Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Again, Kathy Dawes, along with Stephen Higgs, and he is director of the Biosecurity Research Institute, Kansas State University. And I know that I happened to see you last week at the Agriculture Summit. I was there chatting with a few people and was going to try to grab you, but I think it was a busy time. But very interesting summit, the little bit that I caught. I got there about the time that Senator Pat Roberts was speaking and had an interview already scheduled with him after that. But just sort of your take on the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. So that was the annual Kansas Governor's Summit on agricultural growth, and enormous range of topics related to agricultural industries, so poultry, wheat, obviously, the plant, so the beef and pork, everything was covered. It breaks out into groups, and they're looking for opportunities to identify how to develop agriculture, how to sustain it, and how to develop it. So it was very well run, I have to say. I went into several sessions. And it was very interactive, asking for citizens, a lot of whom are involved in the agricultural industry as ranchers and so forth, for their ideas. It was excellent. And Governor Brownback, I saw him on, he was there the night before as well, and Senator Moran was there. And then the following day, Congressman Yoder and Senator Roberts gave the keynote. And it was difficult topics to talk about the devastation that the fires had caused to Kansas agriculture, but so encouraging to see how people pulled together. Again, people who lost lifetimes of work and just helped each other. To hear those stories was heartbreaking in some circumstances, but I guess typical of the sort of people that we have in Kansas to help each other.
We did have Congressman Yoder stop by our studio that Friday morning afterwards and shared with us. And of course, I don't know him as well. He doesn't represent us, but it was interesting to chat with him. And I know at the conference, I spoke with State Representative Cindy Carlin, also Susie Swanson had passed her in the hall. And you could tell they were very impacted by what the people had to say about the wildfires. That was going on toward the end of the session, and they were aware of it. But to actually hear those stories just horrific.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you've had a lot of other conferences and things. In fact, you're going to Scotland.
I am, yes. I'm going to Scotland on Saturday. I'm a speaker at an international meeting on arboviruses and vectors in Glasgow next week. So that's going to be an interesting trip.
And other travels? I know you're still very involved at the international level.
I've got one more trip to England, I think, in October to discuss journals. I have this weekend occupation because I'm not busy enough. So I run this international journal. I'm the editor-in-chief of a journal called Vector-Borne Infectious Diseases, Vector-Borne and Zoonotic Diseases. Been doing that for about 10 years now. So that's my early morning 6 to 9 kite jobs on Saturdays and Sundays.
That's a big responsibility. That's a lot of work involved there.
It is. And when people say, oh, you should do this, it doesn't involve much work, advice to listeners. Yeah, they don't always tell you the full truth about those positions.
Any other meetings we need to update people? I think you mentioned something in Kansas City.
Yeah, so this weekend there was a large meeting in Kansas City. I was part of a two-day One Health conference. It was kind of vaccine focused, but it was called Preventing the Next Pandemic. And Wayne Carter and the folks at the Kansas City Area Life Sciences Institute had pulled that together, brought international speakers, speakers from industry, speakers from universities, all sorts of places, talking about issues that we've had and how to address some of those. We had some excellent speakers from that were locally, people like Scott McVeigh from U.S. Department of Agriculture, talking about the complexities of not just making vaccines, but getting those vaccines to marketing with all of the regulations and so forth.
Well, anything else new BRI-wise that we need to share with people? I know it's a lot more than just mosquito-borne viruses that we focused on earlier. And, I mean, of course, being at the Ag Summit, all aspects of agriculture really are connected when it comes to BRI, but just maybe some other things.
That's right. A complex facility. You know, we have the primary areas of plant pathogens, animal, human pathogens, and foodborne pathogens. And as part of running a facility like this, one of the things that we take extremely seriously, as you can imagine, is preventative maintenance for the safety and security of related to what we do. And so every year we close each of those areas in sequence to do all of the preventative maintenance. I mean, we're keeping track of what goes on in those areas, you know, every day of the year, but for approximately 3 months, we close down each area to get the teams in. And, you know, we have a phenomenal staff. We have, you know, highly qualified, highly dedicated and motivated maintenance people, research support, IT, computer people, biosafety, security. And they all work together to go into that area when it's decontaminated, so we stop the research, and that plant wing which we work is primarily occupied by the College of Ag plant pathology group, Barbara Valent, Jim Stack, and Christian Cruz, and they halt their research. All is carefully planned, and then we decontaminate the area and go through it with a fine tooth comb. It's paint, it's electrical, it's plumbing, it's filters, you name it, it's done, and we finished a week ahead of schedule. So if any, I'm sure my staff aren't listening, but thank you to all of them.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. And I know in the last year we talked some about a wheat virus overseas. I mean, any progress on that? I know K-State was very involved with a lot of that research.
Oh, yeah, they're world leaders in this area. Yeah, this is a thing called wheat blast that originates in South America. And this team has been doing research at the BRI. They were basically the first team to go in and do research with highly pathogenic organisms. And so they've been doing this work since 2009. They've got funding from the US Department of Agriculture. They've got funding from, believe it or not, the Australian government. Australia is very, very concerned about this pathogen because it can wipe out, devastate 100% of wheat crops if it gets in. And so we do work funded and for the Australian government, and they just do not want the pathogen anywhere in the country, even for research. But we have the containment capabilities to do that, and that work has been, like I say, been going on since 2009. It got into Bangladesh and has now got into India. This is the first time it's been out of Latin America, and it is causing devastating crop losses there.
Something to keep a close eye on. Well, before we wrap up, anything else that you want to add today? It's kind of a K-State related today. I've got Lori Getcha, I'm sure, waiting in the wings from Kansas State, you know, Dean of Libraries. But anything else you want to add today, Steve?
Well, other things going on. You know, we had an amendment to the 2002 Homeland Security Act called Securing Our Agriculture and Food. Very important. Senator Roberts was involved in that, and that has now been passed. And the government's taking this seriously. We all have to eat, and agriculture employs a huge number of people here and around the rest of the United States. So it's good that people are listening, and hopefully funding will come to help us give that security that people need.
Very good. As always, a pleasure. Stephen Higgs with us today, Director of Biosecurity Research Institute, Kansas State University. We'll take a break. And again, Lori Getz joining us, Kansas State University Dean of Libraries. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
This is Nancy from Bluebell's Garden Store inviting you to join me or Derek every Saturday morning at 8:06 here on News Radio KMAN. I'll be discussing keeping that lawn green, growing beautiful flowers, trees, and shrubs, and of course, the best part of the show,